The original proposal last August rocked a lot of boats around the Great Lakes. Great Lakes mayors opposed it, tribes opposed it, some fishing and recreational groups opposed it. It called for 34 live ammunition fire zones for Coast Guard gunboat target practice. That proposal was withdrawn late last year. Coast Guard spokesman Robert Lanier says a new preliminary proposal would have just one live fire zone in each Great Lake. He says they would train in early spring or late fall when few boaters are out, and they would use reduced lead bullets.
What they call environmentally friendly bullets. Some people are calling them green bullets, but environmentally friendly is probably the better term.
Lanier says this is just a preliminary proposal awaiting approval from the Coast Guard's top brass, but when it is finalized, they'll notify people for possible changes.
Groups that have shown interest, the politicians and tribal as well. So when we do have a formal proposal ready to deliver to the public, we will deliver that to them as well.
Lanier expects public hearings later this year so people can comment on the new live ammunition proposal.
We are aware that whatever solution we come up with, it may not please everyone, but we're really trying to come up with the best solution that provides safety and security to the people in the Great Lakes.
The live ammunition fire zones are part of the Homeland Security Directive to protect the U.S.-Canadian border. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.